We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emuna uBitachon. We're starting a new semester. We discussed the history of who the Chazon Ish was. This we did not record on purpose. And we discussed this beautiful work, which will take us through the journey of understanding what is Emuna, what is Bitachon, how does one connect to the concepts, and how does one apply them in one's life. And now we're going to begin. Now, we're working off of this work, this blue edition, Sifriyati. The Chazon Ish actually wrote this in the back. It's printed in the back of the Chazon Ish. If you look at the last volume of the Chazon Ish, so in the back, there's this essay about 10 pages long. Over there, it's small print, so it's only about 10 pages. Over here, they printed it in a larger print in the whole book, and we're going to work off of this edition. So we're up to the first chapter, the first paragraph. Midat emuna hi netiya daka me'adinut ha'nefesh. When we speak about emuna, I don't know how to interpret what the Chazon Ish calls it, midat emuna, the trait of emuna. Perhaps as we work through his interpretation of emuna, we'll have more clarity on that. It is an inclination that stems from a sensitivity of the soul. Im ha'adam u'bal nefesh, number one has to develop his soul. A person cannot be crass. As a person develops his soul and develops a sensitivity, then he can have emunah. Number two, sha'ato sha'at hashket. He has to live in a time, he has to have a period of time in his life where there's a certain tranquility that allows him to develop his emunah. It's going to be very hard to develop a real emunah under stress. You need to have that tranquility to think things through, to work them out. That's one of the beautiful things when you come to yeshiva. You have this bubble. You're not worried about breakfast, lunch, or supper. People are taking care of that for you. You have an opportunity to develop, to think. Chofshi miravon tavoni. The third point. A person has to be free of hunger for desires. Meaning if a person's spending his day thinking, I wish I were back with my girlfriend. I wish I could spend my time on Ben Yehuda. I wish I could end my day with a beer. So then he might be physically in yeshiva, but his mind is elsewhere. Very often guys come to Machon Meir and they say, I have a girlfriend who I'm planning on marrying. What should I do now? And I say, make up with her that you're taking 6 month hiatus. If you want to make the most out of Machon Meir, you have to focus on what you're doing here. If your mind is elsewhere, you're going to have a very hard time growing here. So a person has to be free of this hunger. If a person's constantly walking around hungry, thinking, I wish I had whatever my materialistic desires are, it's going to be very hard to develop something spiritual. We're talking about something spiritual here. You want to focus on spirituality, you got to take the time to focus on it. And then he takes the time to look at nature. He looks at the heavens, he looks at the earth, and he's impressed. So if you have all these components, we said, firstly, a person has the potential. He has a soul. He's willing to develop. Number two, he has a period in his life where he has that tranquility. Number three, he's free of those desires. And now, he looks at nature, he looks at the world, and he's impressed. So then he will get excited. Ke'olam nidme lefanav kechidas sduma. The world suddenly appears like a riddle that he cannot decipher. K'musav niflah, it seems like an amazing riddle, like a great secret. And if he stops to think about it, he will find that this riddle, the world that he's looking at, seems to have enveloped his heart and mind, his feeling and thought. And a person feels like he's about to faint. Bilti el achida kol ma'ino magamato. Person spends his day and there's this gnawing desire to know the answer. It's as though life is all about this question. I need an answer. I want to know. What's the meaning of everything I'm seeing here? Vedat pitrona kalta nafsho. And his soul yearns specifically to decipher this riddle. I'm looking at this world. I want to understand. And a person sometimes feels like I would go through fire and water to get the answer to this. Because what does he have to do with this life if this beautiful, pleasant life is really a life that's enveloped with a question? And he has to wonder, what's the purpose of all of this? And he doesn't have an answer. And if he doesn't have an answer, then all the amenities of life seem worthless. What is the purpose of living? And his soul is dizzy and depressed. The soul yearns to understand the secret of life. And to know the root of the soul. Where did I come from? I'm sitting here talking, but who's talking? It's not my mouth. There's this battery inside me. There's this something called, we call it a soul. What is it? I don't understand the creator. I don't understand myself. You look at the world and you say, I don't understand what's going on here. And I want to understand. If I don't understand, then I have a hard time valuing everything that's going on around me. V'asharim ninalu. And the Chazon Ish ends the first paragraph. He says, and he looks around and he feels like the gates are locked. I want an answer, but I'm not getting one. I don't even know where to get one. Okay, so he begins so beautifully. It's like when I read the Chazon Ish, I felt like this is the first time someone's actually expressing what I feel. That's so he hit it on the head. Okay. So this man who has a gentle soul, he feels wounded, and he feels like he hasn't bandaged those wounds. He wants an answer, and he hasn't found one. And he feels like he's getting wounded time and again, making different attempts to reach answers. And it's not there. He's not seeing it. Because if he really cares, he's taken some time to analyze and look and think and research. And the more he looks at the world, he's forced to reach this conclusion that it certainly seems like there's a planner here. There seems like there's a plan. It's not just haphazard. It's as though a brilliant engineer planned out this world before creation. And he encountered hindrances every step of the way. But he figured out ways to overcome those hindrances, step by step. So the baby has to nurse, so he's born without teeth. But later on he has to eat food, so he has to develop teeth. But when he's younger, he needs smaller teeth for a smaller mouth, for a smaller digestive tract, so he develops smaller teeth. But later on, he's going to need a bigger mouth and a bigger teeth and stronger teeth. So suddenly, those teeth come out, new teeth come in. Oh, so there's a system. The system, there's a plan here. And it's so amazing. It's awesome when you look at the plan of how man was fashioned. It's a long run-on sentence. The Chazon Ish says, think about it. Man cannot succeed, cannot wear that crowning glory of being a successful human being on the planet if he doesn't know and understand in great detail what's an inanimate object, what's a plant, what's a solid. And this machine called man cannot live without certain basic knowledge. You know, if a man's going to walk around and try eating dirt and rocks, he's not going to live too long. So, you see, there was a plan, and this machine was created. So, God created a plan. Okay, man has to function on earth. He has to be able to deal with what he's seeing. So, he created something called light. And light reflects off of everything man interacts with on the planet. so that man can see the fruit, the vegetable, the table, the chair, the building. And each one has a different color, and every man has a different shape and form. Vayasem bifnei Adam shtei mechonot, and God created within man two machines. Echad bimin ve'echad bismol. One to the right and one to the left. Vanu regilin likrot hamchona, we call these machines, what do we call them? Ayin, the eye. Ayin yamanit v'ayin smolit. We call the eye, the left eye and the right eye. But if you think about it for a second, it's part of a plan. You look at the world and you say, wait a second. What would the world look like if we wouldn't have eyes? If man were formed without eyes? We wouldn't last too long. There wouldn't be a human representation on the planet. It couldn't last. I mean, maybe if there was some animal that would adopt us and take care of us, then we could grow up with that animal, I guess. Maybe, yeah, the Jungle Book, right? Could have happened. But even then, I'm not sure. They'd get pretty fed up with us. We didn't see what we were doing. So, part of this plan, man is granted these two instruments, and God creates within the world light. Kama mina chochma yishbain. You know how much wisdom there is in the formation of an eye? Lo tisma'ayin lirot v'ozen lishmoa. You can write books. You'll never finish hearing the wisdom of the eye. V'dor achado yosif chachamim nadat. And every generation learns more about how the eye works. V'nivonim la'avin. We understand even better. Totzrei chochma tzvuna b'tzirat ha'ayin. V'etachlita lo egiu. So we constantly research. We constantly understand more about how the eye works. And we still don't know. We're still very far from reaching the ultimate knowledge. We're still missing one component, right? What's called life. Science still doesn't understand it. We don't understand where life... What's that battery that keeps us running? You know, a few hundred years ago, when a person would die, they'd close all the windows in the house. Maybe they could hold on to the soul. They tried taking sick people and putting them in a box. They figured maybe they could hold the soul inside. Maybe that'll keep them alive. What is it that keeps life running? What is it that makes that heart start to tick when a baby's developing, the embryo is developing within the mother? Science still doesn't know. So we have a lot of understanding, but we're still not understanding everything. So the Chazon Ish took step one. He said, man has this tremendous yearning. Man wants clarity. And without it, man feels like his whole life is worthless. And then the Chazon Ish says, okay, but we're going to start looking around at the world and noticing the tremendous order that's here. And from that order, we will try to deduce things. So the direction the Chazon Ish is taking us is a direction of analysis. Look around you. He's not taking us to the Torah. Remember, the Rambam wants to talk to you about the truth of the Torah. He takes you to the Exodus from Egypt. Nachmanides takes you to the Torah. We have different routes when we're searching for truth. The Chazon Ish is taking an external route. Let's look at science. Let's look around. Let's see what we see in the planet. What conclusion should that lead us to? So that's the path we're taking with the Chazon Ish. We just finished the first section of the first chapter. To be continued, Be'ezat Shem, tomorrow night.